They're in the 24th chapter of Matthew's. I'm going to start in the second verse. And Jesus said unto them, See ye that all these things, verily I say unto you, there are not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. He's talking about the stone of the temple and those things when he was crucified. And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, his disciples came unto him privately, saying, Tell us, when shall these things be? And what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world? And Jesus answered and said unto them, Take heed that no man deceive you. Take heed that no man deceive you. And he says, For many shall come in my name. And you know, I have witnessed that. I have witnessed seeing and talking to an individual that said he was Christ. I went with my dad when I was in my teens. I was probably 14, 15, Jim and I, my brother. And we went out to see a guy that said he was Christ there in Arizona. And we went in and sat down, and he came out of a room and with a curtain, and he wasn't wearing any shoes or anything, and he had his robe on and everything. And I was a kid, and the first thing I noticed, Gage, was he was wearing glasses. You think Christ would have to wear glasses? And so he sat down and he began to talk to my dad. And it went along for a little bit. And then he answered my dad. He didn't say the scripture says this or the scripture says that. He says, I said, and then he quoted it. He was sharp with that. And it went along for, maybe about 30 minutes back and forth. And finally my dad got him. He didn't know what to do. So he looked at his watch like he needed to carry one. He said, well, he had to go. So he turned and started out, and Dad says, one more question. He turned around and says, what's that? Dad says, I'd like to feel the holes in your hands and in your feet. Boy, he was gone. Well, he left Arizona, went over to California, and they blew him up. They killed him. But these things that the Lord is prophesying really have come to truth, some of them, but the rest of them will. But we get down to the 14th verse there, and it's really essential because he tells you there, he says, and this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. The gospel of the kingdom. What do you think that is? Huh? That's the rod of iron. That's the word of God. That gospel of the kingdom is the word of God. And when you get into the scriptures, if you was to go around on some of it, like go to the second chapter of... go to the third chapter. I'm going to cut some of this down. Go to the third chapter and... Let's go to the fourth chapter and read the 23rd verse of Matthew's. Fourth chapter of Matthew's. And read the 23rd verse. And Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom. Wow. Jesus was going around preaching the gospel of the kingdom. Do you think that's a way to eternal life? You bet it is. It was the way to eternal life. It most certainly was. Let's go to the ninth chapter of Matthew's for brevity's sake, and let's read the 35th verse. And Jesus went about all cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom. He was teaching the way to eternal life. He was trying to save their soul. He's preaching the gospel of the kingdom today. Yes. You know, the Church of Christ has a work to do, bar none. We have a work to do. We have a work to do to reach out to the world. Some of our brothers here have already started. They've been in Africa, India, the Philippines. Yeah, Yucatan, Honduras. They've been different places preaching the gospel of Christ. And they're supposed to go to the world. It's the truth. It's not a watered-down gospel. It's the truth that shall lead their souls to where? Not to hell, but to heaven, where they can go and live with their Father and His Son. That's what it is. That's the gospel of the kingdom. That's what it's about. And that's where they are. And I think that I want you to know that there's so many scriptures. I have just barely scratched the surface. Right, Marvin?
Yeah.
Yes. I have barely scratched the surface, brothers and sisters, that tells us a way to eternal life. Yeah, it's a rod of iron. It's the gospel. It's the things that the Lord taught so that you and I know the way to life. And we have just barely approached the surface. That's why I tell you that whenever you talk to people, and I've talked to a whole lot of people, just like a bunch of them in here, of other faiths, their ministry of other faiths. I talked to a Baptist here, Louise and I, and Bob Odom, is in April, I guess it was, in Illinois, and visited with him. And of course, he was a real gentle man. He was a minister. And finally, he said to me, he says, "You know," he said, "you'd make a good Baptist." And I said, "You know, that's an odd thing. I was thinking you'd make a good Church of Christ." But you know, I told him, I said, "You're a Baptist minister," and I said, "You say you want the truth, and you say you're teaching the truth, and how many Baptist churches is there that teach a different doctrine than you?" Lot. How many of these churches here teach a different doctrine? Every one of them teach a different doctrine. And if they're teaching a different doctrine, they're also teaching a different doctrine, if you please, in the Church of Christ, the Bride of Christ. They don't believe in apostles. That guy I talked to in Illinois, they don't have apostles. Finally, he broke down and said, "You know, well, what is this thing about laying on hands?" Well, you know, when you're studying the scriptures, that laying on a hand really gets important, doesn't it? You know, they miss so much, and they're taught in the seminaries. And they're a paid ministry. They're going to teach you what you want to hear. Yeah. We have a sister in Canada that helped people with the jobs, and she was helping them to fill out their paperwork to send to different people and tell them, you know, that they want a job and their resumes and stuff. And she's done that with quite a few ministry. And finally one day, because they wanted to know how much it paid, what kind of house did they have? Is it a good house? And what kind of car do they drive? Do you have insurance? And so she was filling out one day. She said to him, she said, "You know," she said, "Brother, I'd like to ask you a question. You want me to send these out?" And he said, those people over there were taught in a different seminary than you were, and they teach a different way. Oh, he said, that's all right. That's all right. He was teaching for hire. It didn't make any difference. You know, my brother and I came back down through Canada, and on the way back, we stopped in Independence and talked to a reorganized brother, and we ended up going over into Kansas City, and we found out that the elders of the reorganized church had been taught over there in the Catholic Church, in their seminary. They had been teaching their elders. Did you know that, brother? I didn't either. Till we went over and found out, and I'll have to admit, brother and sister, I was really surprised. I had a hard time believing it. No wonder some of their thoughts were way out of order. How about that? And so, you know, we're going to be tied down as a body of Christ to the truth. Our job is to teach the truth. Our job is to teach the truth. And a lot of people's not going to like it. Yeah, that's true. You know, I pray for my brothers when they go into Africa and go into the different places. And Jay, when he goes to different places, and when he went into the Philippines and down in Yucatan and in Honduras and everything. You know, I pray for him continually that God would protect him and bless him. And you say, well, what do you mean by that? When I went down into Yucatan with Brother Don McIndoe, they tried to kill us several times. And each time they set a trap to kill us, we were...